Hello, welcome to the second episode of Stories of Pain. Today I'll be sharing with you something personal. A few days ago, I was on phone with a friend of mine and she told me she's feeling overwhelmed. She's come to a point in her life that she doesn't know again whether she is making progress or not, whether things are moving well or not. And at that point, she feels overwhelmed. And I realized that sometimes we all have that feeling. Personally, I feel that a whole lot. Like at different points in my life, I feel overwhelmed. I feel stuck. I feel like I'm in a cage. For example, last year, August, I had this feeling because I was just coming out of a heartbreak, like of a broken relationship. The relationship was brief and it was painful because it kind of messed up with my head. I lost my confidence. I questioned a whole lot of things about myself. And I was really down. And I wasn't just angry about the heartbreak. I was down because I was looking at my life and it seems like I was just wasting my life and not doing anything. That was how I was feeling. And that was how sometimes it feels. It feels like, you know, that Bible verse that talked about Jonah being swallowed by a big fish in the sea. That was how I was feeling. I felt like I needed to be swallowed by a big fish inside the sea. For 3 days, like Jonah. I felt like someone needed to do me a favor by throwing me inside the sea and then probably, you know. And I know that it's not just about the heartbreak, right? Even though the heartbreak triggered what was there already, because at different points in my life, I feel like I'm just in the middle of nowhere. And I feel like I'm disconnected with people. Like, I feel like everyone else is far away from me, even when I'm close. I feel like I'm screaming. And like there is this demarcation that is, you know, blocking me from everyone else, and that is why everyone else seems not to get the whole point. No one is listening. No one really understand what I was going through at this point. And I've disconnected from social media. I was only talking to my, you know, customers, and I turned off my read receipt. I never posted a status for a whole month and nobody even asked me what is going on. It was really depressing. I was questioning a lot in my life about myself, how I live my life and people around me. And at that point, I feel like if I don't chat someone up or I don't call someone up, they wouldn't call me by themselves. because throughout that time, nobody was even looking at my direction. And I really felt bad. You know, at that point, I felt like I needed God to just sit in front of me and tell me, hey, this is where you should go. This is what you should be doing. This is how you should be doing it. I felt like everywhere was silent and nobody was speaking to me. And I can relate to this feeling because I felt it different times while growing as a teenage boy and even some part of my adulthood. Because sometimes I feel like I don't know what I am supposed to do with life. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. And I'm this kind of person that I don't want to make decisions out of impulse. But how do I not make decisions out of impulse if I can't hear anything? Sometimes I feel like when I need God the most, and that's exactly when He doesn't. I love God. I'm a Christian, born again, spirit filled. But sometimes I feel like I'm angry with God. I don't really know why. So yeah, that's it. That's the feeling. That is me. I know that a whole lot of you out there listening to this podcast, sometimes you feel stuck. You feel alone. You feel you need direction. You feel you don't know who you are anymore. You thought that that was the way, but you realize that it makes you even more sad. You felt you have it all covered, but you realize that nothing is actually covering. I want you all to know that you're not alone. And the fact that you feel stuck is an evidence that you're heading towards somewhere beautiful. It's an evidence that you're heading towards a great place. Don't forget that you're not alone. Now, if this is what you're going to do to me, do for me, sorry. You're going to drop me a voice message on this podcast, or you follow the line that I left on the description and send me a voice note. I'd like you to share your part of the story with me. I would love to hear from you. Thank you. Goodbye.